Ringel's preliminary school budget is setting the alarm for next year, which was presented to the borough last week. Chief Financial Officer Christy Andrews says the basic per student funding, or BSA, has dropped over the years. Next year, the school district expects fewer students to be enrolled and $50 less per student than last year. The budget isn't relying on an increase in state funding, although lawmakers are considering it. Right now, a House bill could increase the BSA by $1,000.
The $1,000 BSA increase would have a significant positive impact on the general fund budget, though further expenditure reductions would still be necessary and are still being made throughout the budget process, even though we have already made some cuts to the budget.
The district is asking the borough for a maximum local contribution to help fill in the funding gaps, even though the borough has been saying it can't contribute the max.
It is the additional allowable local contribution that really makes a difference in our budget. Everything above the minimum is what we can use towards maintaining staffing programs and services.
Andrew says that even if the city contributes the maximum amount allowed, the school district will still face a deficit.
The district is not asking the borough to fund education alone, but to help bridge the gap while we continue to pursue long-term solutions.
Andrew says she has gone line by line to try to find budget efficiencies and try to make cuts that wouldn't significantly impact programs. But she says they already made a lot of cuts, like reducing money for technology. She says the district is considering other options for cost-saving plans, like school consolidation, a four-day school week, and cutting staff.
I think the board and administration are really weighing what has the least impact on our education for our students. And so those discussions are still ongoing.
Mickey Ingerman has been teaching at Ringel Public Schools for the past 14 years, and she's also the president of the Ringel Teachers Association. She and others say that the board should have more details on how much these potential cuts will save the district.
I come to these meetings every single year. So I've been discussing, you know, this budget crisis that's coming. Now it's in front of us, and knowing that this has been coming, why doesn't the school board have any hard numbers to compare things such as the merger, the four-day school week?
School board president Dave Wilson says he's not sure how to answer Ingerman's question, but that the board has been exploring different options.
Should we have maybe some more numbers? That's a possibility, and that's something that we are working on right now, to come up with more concrete numbers. But we have been trying to sustain a quality education in Ringel without continually losing programs, without cutting teachers, without cutting staff.
Borough manager Mason Villarma says the borough has the same problem as the school district in terms of the budget and changes that need to happen. The borough itself is in a $640,000 deficit.
This is the toughest budget that I've had to create. This is my fourth budget, by far the worst budget they'll have to create. We've already slashed the general fund by $700,000. To put it into perspective, our general fund and for the city is about the exact same size as the district's general fund.
Both Villarma and the school board agreed to address capital projects as a team. If anything costs over $25,000, the borough will take care of it. Anything under $25,000 goes to the school district. The next draft budget will be presented to the board at the next regular board meeting on April 14th. In Ringel, I'm Colette Zarnicki.